Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 516 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have another question today from Aliska, who asked a question late last year, 2015. And she's back again because she asks great questions. All right, here's today's question from Aliska.
Hi, Pat. My name is Aliska Plicová, and I'm from Czech Republic. I would like to know, what do you think is better to send in emails? I know you have preset autoresponder sequence for a long period, and now I'm sending to my email list just an email with notice about a new blog post. What do you think is better and why? Is there some big difference in open rate and click rate between preset follow-up emails, maybe some information which are not on the website, and just broadcast emails with notice about new blog posts? Is there some big difference? And do you think it depends a lot on which type of these two emails I will send? What and how should I choose? Thanks for everything, Pat. I love what you're doing, and I hope I will hear your opinion soon. Cheers.
Hey, Aliska, thanks again for the second question. You ask great questions, like I said earlier, so thank you for that. This email strategy, this one is very important because there's a lot of options with email. Of course, a lot of you know who have been following me for at least about 6 months now know that I've undergone some major changes in my email marketing strategies lately. And just to give you an idea, the very first experience I've had with emails, this was actually even before collecting an email list. And it was these emails that would be served by FeedBurner. And FeedBurner is an old school RSS reader tool that Google has, and it's still alive, but nobody's servicing that particular tool anymore. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend starting out with it, but it was a tool that you could use to have people subscribe to your RSS feed, and they could do that via email too. There's a little option in there in the settings to have people leave their email address, and essentially every time you came out with a blog post, it would send them an email with that blog post in it. That was my very first one, and I actually have a few thousand subscribers from way back in the day who continued to get my emails because of that. And a lot of people prefer to get emails with just blog posts. But the cool thing about the way I did it then and what that service was all about was people chose to get those emails. They said, yes, I want an email sent my way every time a blog post is posted. And so, you know, it essentially gave them permission, or gave me permission, to send them those emails. Didn't mean that they were on an email list, and I didn't start building my email list until 2010, which, like I always say, was a huge mistake. That was 2 years after I started my website, which was, you know, just makes me mad that I waited that long. But, you know, I've been making changes and trying to do things right. And of course, when you have an email service provider, whatever one that is, I started out with AWeber, then I went to Infusionsoft, and now I'm on ConvertKit, which I highly recommend. I'm actually an advisor for the company now. I love it so much. You can check that out at askpat.com/convertkit, and you will not be disappointed, I promise, especially if you're just starting out. But you know, with any of those email service providers, you could send broadcast emails where whatever it is that's on your mind at on that day, whether it's a brand new blog post and you manually put that in there and you send that out, or it's just information on an upcoming launch or a webinar registration or some sort of news or telling people what's up. You could do anything with those broadcast emails, which is cool. Now, of course, you can also utilize, and you should utilize, their autoresponders, which is a series of emails that you write beforehand that get sent out sequentially and automatically over time, which is really cool because you put in that work up front to write those emails, and then you constantly keep in contact with your audience automatically without you having to push send on those, because the service provider does that for you. And so you get higher open rates because of the autoresponder. You get to automate a lot of your funnels and sequences and whatnot. So you should definitely utilize that. But let's just talk about the broadcast emails. So what is better, broadcast emails where you're talking about something that's happening that day, or ones that only have blog posts in it or links to blog posts and that's it? Well, the way that I've solved this problem recently, and this is thanks to what ConvertKit is capable of, and there's a lot of other email service providers too, but I've been able to create what's called a digest. And that is just a term that I made for another course, essentially, or a list that people can subscribe to specifically, where they get tagged as wanting this digest email. And anybody who is tagged or who signs up through that particular email signup form to get those digest emails, they get my blog posts. Now, this is separate than other people who are on my list, or in addition to the people who get my normal broadcast email. So I've essentially told people, hey, guys, you're on my email list, and if you want my digest, you can also click here, and it automatically tags that person. And then every Saturday or Sunday, I send a broadcast email out specifically with links to the blog post that I published earlier that week. And so I send that weekly, and it's been a great compromise, I guess you could say, because I could send out a broadcast email that has, every time I come out with a new piece of content, I could send out a new broadcast email. But that would be overwhelming, especially when you consider Ask Pat comes out 5 days a week. I have a blog post on Monday, a podcast episode on Wednesday, and an SPI TV episode on Friday. That would be overwhelming. So my compromise was sending a weekend digest of everything that I published earlier that week. And it's been working out really, really well. Now, a lot of people chose not to get that because they would rather just hear from me on, important matters that happen, you know, during certain times of the year. And I send a broadcast email that way, not related to a blog post, you know, once every couple weeks. Could potentially do it a little bit more or a little bit less, but again, that's up to you. But what I would do, if possible, if you have the capability, is I would create a separate list that is specifically, or a tag that is specifically for those who want just your blog post emails. Now, people would also get the other broadcast emails too, but the fact that you've had them select to be the person who wanted those blog post emails, it's going to get a much higher open rate because they chose that. They've given you permission to send that to them, and they're going to read it. And the cool thing about that is people click on those. They definitely, because they want those emails. So that's how I would go about it. There's not one that's better or the other. It's not either or. You can compromise like I did. But if you don't have that capability, then you need to figure out what is most important to your audience. Now, I feel like for you, what you could do if you don't have that capability to separate those two things out and create some sort of digest, you could send an email out with important, timely information, but also include blog posts that you've just written too. What you don't want to do is send broadcast emails that don't seem personal, that almost seem kind of automated. And there are ways in email service providers, including ConvertKit, where you could set up a what's called a digest or not a manual one, but an automated one where it automatically takes, based on the RSS feed that you have it read, any new blog post that you create and kind of create a summary and a link back to that blog post. And AWeber does that. I used to do that for a while, but you know, it seemed like it just lacked personality. It lacked the personal touch that I feel is and should be in an email, unless it is one that people know that is automated. So there's a lot there. I think what you need to do, Eliska, is try things out and also survey your audience. I would survey your audience and see what it is that they want and prefer. And you might find that there's a mix. And if there is a mix, you want to try and see if you can come up with a solution that can solve as many of those issues as problems or serve as many of those people as possible. And if not, then you'll have to prioritize which one is most important to you. But I definitely think you could send broadcast emails with timely information and include blog posts within some of those too. and have them sound like they're coming from you and not from something that's automated. So, Eliska, hopefully that helps you out. I was just spitballing there, and hopefully that got the gears turning to help give you some direction moving forward. So, really cool that you're asking about email strategy. It's something that's been on my mind quite a bit over the last few months here, and I'm still tweaking, fine-tuning things. You're going to hear more information about email strategy later in the future this year on SPI. But until then, thank you so much, and hopefully this helps. And yeah, Eliska, so we sent you a t-shirt already. I'll have my assistant reach out to you to see if you'd like another one, or if you wanted to have a special, you know, a random person on Twitter or something in a future episode, give it to them or whatever. But we'll figure that out. But like I said, you've been featured before, so I want to ask you. But anyway, thank you again so much for the question. For everybody else out there who asked questions, you are what make the show possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. Just head on over to askpat.com if you have a question to ask. I also want to thank everybody out there who's been supporting me and rooting me along for my upcoming book called Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. I'm really, really excited about this. And if you want to get more information about it, head on over to willitflybook.com. And you can also get early notice of when it's coming out and access to some of the information in terms of the rewards and the bonuses that are coming for those of you who get it early and all those sorts of things. So go ahead and check it out. Again, willitflybook.com. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from the great Bambino himself, Babe Ruth. He said, "It's hard to be the person who never gives up." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.